So I was going to preach August 6th, and Saturday night I was asked to do this. Chelsea asked me if I could do this. It'd be a real big help. So I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And I already had half of it written, but thanks to the Holy Spirit, it got written yesterday. So I'm going to try to get along with this. And so when she asked me to preach, I usually pray and ask God what he wants spoken. And a word kept coming up, and that's influence. And I was like, okay, God, what do you want me to speak about influence? And because, I mean, I could talk about how we influence others. I could talk about a lot of things. But I think he said this because y'all have school coming up, and it's how people influence us, how things influence us, and how we should be influenced instead of having those influences. So it's something that when I was your age, I really struggled with because I wanted my friends to like me. When they were partying, I didn't want to. And then I'm like, oh, that'll get them to like me. So I let them influence me in that way. And so I want to start off by reading 1 Corinthians 6:12. And it says, you say I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. And even though I'm allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything. And y'all, I know there's adults in the room, and I know we've probably went through this a lot, but you do become slaves to your negative influences. And they become more important than God sometimes if you let it. And influence is the ability to produce an effect upon others. There are bad influences operating all around us. And Proverbs 13:20 says, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. The influential action of bad company causes corruption of moral virtue. So I've got a question, and this is for everyone. But who are you letting influence you? Who are you around that's letting you influence your actions? Because, and then what is their life like? And another question, is their influence helping you with your relationship with God? Or are they pulling you more towards the world? Because I want to be honest, y'all. In high school, the only positive influence I had was in this church. And and my mom, my house was a positive influence, but instead of listening to my mom preaching to me all the time, I sat there and I listened to my friends. They're like, how about you tell her, your parents, that we're going to go do this, we're just going to hang out in my house, and then let's go to that party. And so I never lied to my mom, but I let their influence start causing me to act a certain way and do certain things. And I had that people looked at me like, you're a Christian, why are you here? And so that's another thing. When you're there, you're influencing them too, because they're like, oh, you're a Christian, you can do those things, I can too. And so let me see, I kind of got ahead of myself, but Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron, and the one man sharpens another. So I want to ask, and this is for everyone too, do you have someone in your life that's sharpening your iron, or is all the people around you dulling? Like, are they sharpening you? Are they pulling you towards the Holy Spirit? Are they pulling you towards God and what God has planned for you? Or are they like, hey, here's another beer, or hey, smoke this, or hey, watch this? So another question, I want to ask, is the people you are around, what do you all use your time for? Because time is a very, very valuable thing. We don't have tomorrow promised. So how are we influencing, and how are we being influenced with the time that God's given us? Because we're called to be leaders, not followers. And I found myself until age 21 being a follower. And then when I stepped into being a leader, God called me into so much more. And that, y'all, that's why y'all are struggling with your relationship with God, because you're letting people influence. because so if you're married, if you're dating someone, if you're spending no time with them, is your relationship going to ever grow? No. So spend your time with God, because that's the number one relationship that matters in our life, y'all. And if we're not spending any of our time, if we're not being an influence and we're not being influenced for Him, what are we doing? That's what the Bible calls lukewarmness. And He says the lukewarmness is going to be spit out of His mouth. And those won't enter the kingdom of heaven, y'all. I'm sorry I'm preaching fire and brimstone, but God just put this on my heart, and I did make the writing a little bigger so I could read it better than last time. So I had to get rid of my negative influences, and Matthew 5:13-15, you are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that can be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. So, do y'all still have your saltiness, or is your saltiness gone? Like, I want to ask an honest question. Are y'all out there fighting for God every day, or are you letting life rule you? Are you letting life influence you? Are you letting your negative influences rule your life instead of, hey, come to church? Instead of them, hey, come to this party. And so I've talked about how people are influencing, because I see it all the time. But the Lord, this is something I've been shown recently. And a big influence in today's world, and when I was a teenager, is media. And one of the biggest ones is music. Because when I was in high school, I mean, we listened to Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz, and we're like, this beat sounds great. But when you slow that music down, you listen to the words. And I've had an argument. Someone's like, I don't listen to the words, but your portals do. Your eyes, your mouth, and your ears are portals to your soul. And every word, everything that you see and hear is going to that. So is the things that are going into your portals healthy? Are they pushing you to strive for a relationship with God? Because I'm going to be honest, at your age I wasn't. The only thing I listened to was Southern Gospel, because I did not like contemporary music. And the other day, about a month ago, one of my favorite bands, us old heads know this, AC/DC. One of my favorite bands. I play it when I'm doing milk at Walmart, when I'm filling the milk, and I was sitting there jamming out, doing my air guitar, and the Holy Spirit comes upon me, and there's a part that says, and I wasn't listening, because they have songs like called Highway to Hell, Hell's Bells, but there was a part of a song that said they were going to drag me to hell with them, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, whoa, Holy Spirit, I've never heard that, I've just been sitting here dancing. And that's how the enemy gets in your head, y'all. These little words, the songs that I'm going to be honest, I've heard some of the music y'all listen to now. It's all sex, money, drugs. Not good for you. But the Holy Spirit really started, like, fighting with the world. Like, there was a worldly part that was like, no, this is okay. And then I had that other little voice saying, no, this is not okay. If you want to grow with me, this is not what you need to be listening to. And the Holy Spirit actually told me and said, what if someone opens that door and sees you listening to them things? Because that's not godly. And I'm supposed to be a leader at this church. I'm supposed to be a leader of the teenagers. And God's been working with me on influence recently, because I've given up all my, like, the only thing I listen to is country, good country, not that trash stuff that just talks about worldly things. But I listen to mostly worship music, Southern Gospel, contemporary. I like it now. But I'm starting to see things that can influence. And then there's another thing. I have a really good Christian friend, and he likes horror movies. So I had a really good talk with him the other day because I was preparing this sermon, and I believe that when we're watching those movies, we're inviting those spirits in our house. And they're influencing us, y'all, because if you're sitting there thinking about this movie instead of thinking about God, that's influencing your brain. If we're the enemy, y'all, runs Hollywood. He runs music. And what was his job in heaven? Can anyone tell me? Music leader. He was the worship leader. We use our strengths against the devil, and the devil uses his strengths against us. And y'all, we have gotten so accustomed to letting these influences in our home, and we need to get them out of our home. And it's not just you need to watch it one time here, so you need to get it out of your house. You need to get it out of your mind. You need to get it out of your portals. And I'm a testimony in that. I've been doing more, getting rid of more. I mean, there's things I still need to get out, but I'm growing every single day because of my decisions. And y'all, it's your decisions of what you're going to choose to let influence you. And so, I'm going to skip some things. Okay. All right. I'm going to talk about what should influence us now. Romans 12:2. Cody, Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So what changes should we make in our life if we're listening to this music, watching these movies, talking this way? The first influence you need in your life is God's Word. God's Word is going to... the first thing that we should let influence us is God's Word, because it gives us wisdom and guidance. And without guidance, we can't defeat the enemy without God's Word, y'all. And because that is the way we fight it. That's what one of the main influences are, because it tells us how to live. If we don't know how to live, we don't know God's rules. We don't know, you know. And then the second thing, and this is what is getting those bad people out of your life and replacing them with godly people. Replacing them to people that push you to strive to grow with God, grow in the Spirit, grow, and you can grow together. And we should use godly discernment and wisdom to carefully select the influences and people we surround ourselves with. And then one of the last things is, we need to get those movies, we need to get those music out. We need to replace them with worship music. We need to, y'all, I know you're going to say, oh, it's boring. Replace some TV shows you watch with preaching. Preaching is important because there are people teaching you how to grow with God every day. And the enemy wants to distract us from what God has planned for us. He wants to halt our growth with God, and a lot of times, he uses media to do that. Because teenagers, I want to ask you, what do you do most of the day? Sit on your phones, TikTok? Because I see a lot of teenagers sharing TikToks when I'm on there, and they're reposting, liking them. And so, are you using your time for God? That's my ultimate question. Because, like I said earlier, it's a very valuable thing, because, like, I had a friend that died in high school. We thought, I thought he was going to grow old with me. And so I never made it a point to tell him about God, because I wanted to live the young life. I wanted to live the fun, worldly life. And I honestly don't know if he's in heaven or hell. I'm praying that he's in heaven. I'm hoping. But I want to talk to this last thing. The last influence, and I think the most important influence in our life, is the Holy Spirit. Because, even when I was doing those partying things, there was a little voice in the head that was like, don't do it. And then there was another voice, do it. So it's kind of like the devil and the angel on your shoulders. A lot of times in high school, I listened to the devil. I was like, nah, it'll be okay. I don't have to do those things. I can go and do it. I can go there, but I don't have to drink. That's a lie from the enemy, y'all. If y'all are saying that just to convince yourself to go, the enemy's got you. And the Holy Spirit will teach you. It's something that you can grow in every single day. And, I mean, I still got a lot of growing to do, but he's really growing in me. And so, I'm done. I probably talked really fast. But will everyone please stand? All right, I'm going to pray to get this started. Lord, I just pray that if there's anyone in here that is dealing with negative influences in their life, Lord, if they need more of you and that they need to grow in you tonight, Lord, I pray that these altars are a battleground, Lord, that people are giving up these negative influences and that you're teaching them how to do these things. God, and I just pray that you move tonight. God, because I was once there. I know what these teenagers are dealing with. God, I know the battles that they're dealing with. And so, if there's anyone in here tonight, I don't care if it's an adult or teenager, and if you're dealing with bad influences in your life, and if you just need a better relationship with God, if you need to grow, because y'all, school's coming up, and that's where a lot of your influences are going to be, at school. And so I want to ask y'all, if y'all are dealing with this, please come to the front now so we can pray with you. And because influence is a very important thing, y'all, in our lives. And I just thank you, Lord, and leaders and anyone else that wants to pray for these teenagers and everyone coming up, please come too.